End Time Facts by David Brant Berg.
Through much Bible study and exegesis, we have established certain facts. Exegesis means taking a passage in the Bible and studying it, explaining it, and learning everything you can from it. It's important to know the things in Scripture which are established facts, proven by the Scripture, that are a sound foundation for the interpretation of Bible prophecy. There are certain basic fundamentals of our concept of Bible prophecy and its interpretation that we know are true because the Bible says so in plain black and white words, not once but many times. You have to know that first before you can know where some of our theories and private interpretations may not necessarily be so. But the Bible is necessarily so, and what it says about coming events is necessarily so. What major events of the future do we know are going to happen? Jesus is coming back at the end of the tribulation, at the end of those days. Jesus himself said, after the tribulation of these days. And 2 Thessalonians 2:2-3 says that he'll definitely not come back until the Antichrist is revealed. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. We have to know the difference between the things that are not subject to interpretation and the things that could change in our theories, opinions, and interpretations. So far, we have established that we know the Lord's going to come after the tribulation. We know that the Antichrist will rule and reign for 7 years. The tribulation will be 1,260 days, or roughly 3.5 years. Because there are many ways of interpreting years, the Lord gave exact days. The Antichrist is to come first, and he is to reign 7 years. He'll make the covenant. Regardless of what our theories are about when and how or with whom, obviously, during that first half of his reign, the Jews have to rebuild the temple, because they couldn't have resumed the sacrifices without it. That's why the Jews haven't had any sacrifices for nearly 2,000 years, since the temple was destroyed, the priesthood was disbanded, and there are no more Levites and services. So the temple has to be rebuilt and temple worship restored, because the Antichrist will stop the sacrifices. These are things we know because the Bible states it clearly. The covenant is made, the temple is rebuilt, the sacrifice is reinstituted, and then the Antichrist stops the sacrifices and sets up the abomination of desolation, which Jesus himself talked about. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, stand in the holy place. We know that the great tribulation will begin then because Jesus said so. Daniel said so. These things we know. There's no theory. There's no shadow of doubt about them. They are concrete, solid block beliefs that we can be sure of because the Bible says so. And not just once, but many times. The Antichrist then sets up the abomination of desolation. The prophecy in Daniel doesn't refer to it as an image, but John does in the book of Revelation. What other solid blocks are there that are incontrovertible, irrefutable, and irreversible when it comes to end-time prophecy? What else do we know for sure is going to follow the abomination of desolation? The mark of the beast, and the Antichrist proclaiming himself to be God. This is another reason why we know the temple is going to be rebuilt. Paul tells us that the Antichrist is going to sit in the temple of God as God, claiming that he is God. Then there shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the world began. Then we know the great tribulation is going to begin, and we've got scripture after scripture to prove these facts, not theories, not hypotheses, not our own interpretations, but absolute facts, guaranteed by the Bible. Another incontrovertible fact is the rapture. Jesus is going to come at the end of the tribulation. He said so. The Bible teaches it all the way through. These are things that cannot be modified. Of course, there are some people who have tried to change them, like the Schofieldites and those who have taught pre-tribulation rapture. But we know this interpretation is not true because we've studied the Bible. Jesus is going to come after the tribulation of these days. He said so himself. Paul said that first the man of sin, the Antichrist, should be revealed before the great day of the Lord. What else do we know for sure? The marriage supper of the Lamb will take place while the wrath of God is going on downstairs, and will end with the Battle of Armageddon. After the Battle of Armageddon is the millennium. At the end of the millennium, there's the Battle of Gog and Magog, the great white throne judgment, and the new heaven and the new earth. These are solid stones in the building of your knowledge base of Bible prophecy and coming events. They cannot be denied or altered because they're spelled out clearly in the Bible, not once, but many times. These are incontrovertible facts, solid stones of faith in the living cornerstone, Jesus Christ and His Word, our foundation. Praise God! How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in His excellent Word.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.